This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Tuesday, the USDA published the February WASDE report, which provides both domestic and global supply and demand estimates. One of the biggest changes in this month's numbers were to the Argentinian soybean crop. We will hear more from World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
One of the biggest changes in this month's numbers were to the Argentinian soybean crop, says World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
The dryness in Argentina reduced the soybean production outlook, which we lowered by 3 million tons.
There were no changes made to Brazil's soybean production forecast, with estimates still predicting a record high crop.
In terms of the global balance sheet, there are fairly small changes overall. Global production down, ending stocks tightening up globally by 4 million metric tons.
The domestic soybean production estimate showed a 10-cent decrease in the season-ending average price forecast due to increased foreign supplies. The price forecast is now $10.10 per bushel. Mark Jekinowski expands on this month's outlook by USDA of Brazilian soybean production.
Brazil, which has been in the news quite a bit lately in terms of the soybean crop and the outlook there, we didn't make any change. We held steady at 169 million tons soybean production in Brazil, up more than 10% from last year, and that would be a record high. The reason why we held steady is that there are weather issues, but for the most part, we see very good conditions in the northern part of the country, offsetting relatively poor conditions further south, dryness and heat further south, especially as you get down toward Argentina. The conditions in northern Brazil and the center west are very favorable, so offsets there holding production steady at a record 169 million metric tons.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.